now, and the Republicans would like to gut it because in doing so they gut him. At that point, he went into another emotional tirade in which he said, we worked like a dog again to get this weak cotton bill comes out, and then nobody ever says anything about Cooley. It's all the president, all the White House.
We haven't said anything about it.
I said that...
We had a ceremony and had him down there. Didn't we brag on him in the speech of the ceremony?
We mentioned him, yes, sir.
But hell, I thought it was North Carolina textile people that wanted this bill.
I wonder if Bob Jackson can help us here.
Yeah, I would say so. I tell Myra Feldman, tell him we don't give a damn about the bill. If they don't want it, well, we can defeat it. If Pooley wants to go that way, and just tell Bob Jackson we don't have to go through with it. See if Myra Feldman won't get in touch with him and say we thought it was the North Carolina textile people wanted this. We went to bat for him. Now he says he didn't get enough credit and we got it. But we don't want the damn credit for it because we're not very proud of it. We're trying to help them. I think you ought to call old man Benson and see if... Tell him the story and see if he can help us.
All right, sir. But that's where it stands right now.
Anybody go with you?
No, sir. McCarthy, I've got advancing the trip. But I got filled in on it from Sundquist and Hyman Bookbinder, and then I read the act again myself and talked to Charlie Murphy's fellow, special assistant, who had helped draft this. But we didn't have any chance, really, to discuss the merits of the bill, because, frankly, Mr. President, he wasn't really interested in the merits. He was doing this for personal vindictiveness.
Well, does he not like me?
No, he's got his nose out of joint, but I'm almost certain, because he feels that after the wheat cotton thing passed,
Did you take him the letter?
He got no credit.
Did you take him the letter I signed?
No, sir.
I signed one for you to take today, congratulating him on it.
I think Henry Wilson was taking that. I'll double check with him, though.
Well, better do it. Tell him the speaker suggested be written.
I dropped hints, you know. I said to him, I said, Mr. Cooley, I remember back in the early days of this poverty situation, the president said to everyone connected, now be sure to go by and see Harold Cooley and get his views on this, work this out with him. And I
told him to get every cabinet officer and every committee chairman cleared because I knew there'd be a conflict. Why didn't they?
I don't know. I'm trying to call Schreiber in Germany to find out. I think if I get his side of it, I'll be in a little better position to deal.
I called Bob Pogue tonight and read it and just say it looked like you that he's miffed because we hadn't sucked up to him, and just tell him we can't do it. We're going to 2:00 at night on railroad strikes and everything else, and we put our administration on the line for the first cotton bill. We don't give a damn whether it had any bill at all or not, cotton or wheat. And we thought that Cooley and Jordan and Irvin came and told us that North Carolina was more interested in this, the cotton textile, than any state in the Union. And we went to bat thinking we were helping him. Now, we don't want, and we got him down there and bragged on him at a ceremony in front of all TV. And now he's doing this, and you think Bob ought to know what he said.
I do.
Because he's using Bob to do it, you see.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the operator.
White House.